This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:07. You are with Kelvin, Iman, and Cam on the evening edition. And we've also got Tasha Fusil with us in the studios today for Pope Parliament. So what happened in the Dewan Rakyat today?
So the morning session had to actually be put on hold for a bit today after Edin Shazli Shith, the Deputy Minister of Multimedia and Communications, had breathing difficulties. And it happened while Raja Kamarul Bahrain, the Deputy Minister of Housing and Local Government, was answering a question.
Masalah-masalah ini dengan membuat salah satu daripada acaranya dengan...
Terima kasih. Yang berhormat, Majlis Dewan berhenti rehat sebentar.
Wah, bagi-bagi peluang, bagi peluang.
Untuk kita pay attention kepada Menteri. Di malam, Menteri. Dewan berhenti rehat sementara 10 minit.
So the Dewan Rakyat Deputy Speaker Muhammad Rashid Hasnoun called for medical officers to attend to him. Dr. Calvin Yee, the MP of Bandar Kuching, was also there to provide immediate assistance. Here he's talking a little bit about what happened.
YB Wadi Adin, beliau mengalami beberapa simptom lah, shortness of breath, sesak nafas dengan ketegangan di bahagian dada lah, basically chest pains. So masa tu YB Amaruddin yang duduk bersebelahan dengan beliau telah signal pada saya. Jadi saya pun datang dengan beberapa orang ahli parlimen untuk buat first aid lah, basically untuk stabilize keadaan beliau. Jadi doktor pun datang. Sekarang kita dah administer apa yang sepatutnya lah, oksigen, aspirin, GTN, dan untuk memastikan beliau stable untuk di transfer ke IGN. Dan sekarang beliau sudah, aku rasa dah transfer ke IGN untuk mendapat further management dan untuk check selanjutnya apa yang terjadi. Dan kita, beliau memang ada sejarah penyakit jantung dan penyakit lain, jadi kita haruslah berhati-hati and be sure to make sure that he is fully healthy.
That was Bandar Kuching MP Dr. Calvin Yee. The update now is that YB Edin Shazli has been admitted to IJN, or the National Heart Centre, and is in a stable condition. And this isn't the first health-related incident either. Last month, Nibong Tebal MP Datuk Mansor Othman also collapsed while he was delivering his Budget 2020 speech.
Yeah, that's right. And in light of these two events, Khoo Pui Tiong, the MP of Kota Melaka, made a request that Parliament actually conduct health screenings for all lawmakers.
Datuk Speaker, sebelum saya kemukakan soalan, saya takkan sebut pantun. Tetapi saya ada satu permintaan ataupun satu cadangan supaya Parlimen kalau boleh mengaturkan medical check-up untuk kesemua 222 ahli Parlimen. Sebab saya lihat rata-rata setiap ahli Parlimen mereka kerja dengan rajin sehingga mereka terlupa menjaga kesihatan masing-masing. Saya harap supaya Parlimen boleh pertimbangkan.
Okay, so Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad was there to respond to that request. He says that it's something that they're already discussing and they've started with the Health Department Director General.
Tuan, terima kasih sahabat saya, Kota Melaka. Perkara itu sebenarnya atas permintaan Kota Melaka itu sedang kita pertimbangkan. Memang saya telah berbincang dengan Ketua Pengarah Kesihatan sebenarnya. Memandangkan kesihatan, kita perlu jaga kesihatan-kesihatan MP-MP kita.
That was Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. Natasha, what else do you have for us?
Well, we're still talking about health. After that statement on health checks, the minister was asked to address healthcare cost concerns with regards to the M40. YB Khoo Pui Tiong, the same MP who called for those health checks, asked about medication costs at private facilities. He said that it can be quite expensive, even on patients with medical cards or insurance. The health minister said that they're working on it.
Ya, sebenarnya kalau Ketua Melaka memerhatikan beberapa cadangan yang sedang kami usahakan sebagai inisiatif Kementerian Kesihatan adalah untuk apa yang diistilahkan sebagai drug price control, mengawal harga ubat-ubatan yang masih lagi dalam proses di mana saya telah melibatkan dalam satu libat urus ataupun engagement mengadakan town hall perbincangan dengan fasiliti-fasiliti kesihatan swasta. Ya, juga begitu dengan fasiliti-fasiliti klinik-klinik swasta. Rata-ratanya kita sedang memerhatikan satu mekanisme ya untuk akhirnya dapat sedikit mengawal ya apa yang dikatakan oleh Kota Melaka ya, sebagai satu kenaan charge apanya ubat-ubatan yang sangat tinggi. Dan juga kita tahu bahawa pihak swasta suka menggunakan original drug ataupun ya patented drug dengan kerana ya itu adalah ubat-ubatan berbanding dengan generic yang lebih murah. Mereka suka menggunakan di patented drug kerana ia adalah jauh lebih mahal ya. Perkara ini sedang ya dan sedang kami bukan sedang maknanya sudah beberapa round pusingan telah kita adakan ya, adakan perbincangan untuk akhirnya mendapat satu mekanisme mengawal harga ubat-ubatan ya. Itu yang boleh saya sebutkan dalam waktu yang ada.
Another question that the Kota Melaka MP had was why public hospital patients only get about 2 weeks worth of medication for chronic illnesses like diabetes. He's wondering if patients could be given a 3-month supply instead. So here's what the health minister said.
Semua ini adalah dalam polisi. Ya, terkadang kali kita tidak boleh bagi terlalu lama. Yang pentingnya apabila ubat kita berikan dan ubat-ubat itu adalah lazimnya percuma kita berikan. Kita mahukan apa yang diistilahkan sebagai pematuhan pesakit dalam mengambil ubat-ubatan. Jadi we want to monitor them. Kita nak tahu sama ada setelah diberikan ubat-ubatan apakah mereka mengambilnya dan apabila telah diambil apakah ia dalam satu paras dan julat ya kawalan sama ada tekanan darah tinggi mereka ataupun dari sudut glucose level mereka ya, semua itu memerlukan kekerapan ataupun follow up untuk mereka datang. Jadi kalau terlalu lama ya juga kita tidak tahu sama ada compliance dan effective management of the patient itu boleh kita pantau. Jadi sebab itu kita berikan dalam begitu ataupun juga untuk membantu kita juga ada prosedur dan mekanisme lain untuk mendapatkan menghantar ubat-ubat itu kepada mereka termasuk melalui pos. Terima kasih.
Once again, Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. And I guess it's just interesting that this has been brought up in Parliament, right? Especially for the middle class and the initiatives the ministry has in place for them. And one other interesting note that was brought up, of course, by the minister was the fact that I think, if I'm interpreting it correctly, that private hospitals and private practices seem to prefer branded, patented medicine instead of generic ones, just because of the price difference. But you can let us know, you know, some of your healthcare concerns, especially when it comes to costs, when it comes to public services. You can send those thoughts in 7733 2900 to call WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, what else happened?
Yeah, really briefly, I know it's not quite a hot button issue as it was before, but there was a question on what the Housing and Local Government Ministry is doing about open burning in the country. Deputy Minister Datuk Raja Kamarul Barin listed a few efforts.
Pencegahan yang telah diambil oleh Kementerian Perumahan dan Kerajaan Tempatan bagi mengelakkan kebakaran terbuka adalah dengan mengaktifkan pelan tindakan pembakaran terbuka kebangsaan dan juga pelan tindakan jerebu kebangsaan bagi menghadapi situasi jerebu negara. JBPM juga sebagaimana yang dinyatakan dalam pelan tindakan tersebut bertanggungjawab melaksanakan kerja-kerja pemadaman dan pemantauan menggunakan aset-aset kebombaan seperti helikopter, jentera bomba, peralatan dan kelengkapan kebombaan dengan kekuatan 14,600 pegawai bomba di seluruh negara. Selain itu, JBPM juga mengambil inisiatif melaksanakan program kempen penyebaran maklumat pencegahan melalui aktiviti pembelajaran dan juga kesedaran awam termasuk seminar keselamatan kebakaran merangkumi larangan pembakaran terbuka kawasan ladang dan hutan. Dan akhir sekali, mengenai tindakan ke atas tuan punya tanah yang terlibat dengan kebakaran terbuka, perkara ini adalah di luar bidang kuasa KPKT. Perkara tersebut perlu dirujuk kepada Jabatan Alam Sekitar kerana siasatan perlu dibuat bagi mengenal pasti sama ada kebakaran tersebut dicetuskan oleh pemilik tanah, orang persendirian atau secara semula jadi. Sekian, terima kasih.
That was the Deputy Minister of Housing and Local Government, Datuk Raja Kamarul Bahrain. So Tasha, we saw two big court-related stories today. One being the federal court dismissed a lawyer's constitutional challenge on the existence of vernacular courts. Was anyone there to comment?
Yes, there was, Cam. Deputy Education Minister Tony Ching was in Parliament today. This is what she said.
I would like to say, ucap tanya kepada penggom daripada AGC kita, dan saya rasa ini menunjukkan bahawa AGC telah dapatlah membelahkan sekolah-sekolah vernacular di Mahkamah Persekutuan, dan saya harap bahawa pihak pemohon juga akan hentikan tindakan mereka untuk mencabar sekolah-sekolah vernacular. Kerana seperti yang disebut oleh ramai pemimpin-pemimpin kita bahawa sekolah vernacular ini sepatutlah menjadi satu aset yang penting kepada kepelbagaian negara kita.
The MP of Rimbau, Khairi Jamaluddin, also had a few thoughts.
Well, ini keputusan mahkamah. Saya pun belum lagi baca berita tentang perkara tersebut. Tetapi saya rasa mahkamah adalah tempat yang terbaik untuk putuskan the question of constitutionality. Dan sekiranya mahkamah dah putuskan bahawa kewujudan sekolah-sekolah jenis kebangsaan tidak melanggar undang-undang, maka kita kena terimalah, sebab tafsiran perlembagaan hanya boleh dibuat oleh mahkamah.
Tash, did he have anything to say about the other big news today involving Datuk Seri Najib Razak? You know, the High Court today ruled that the former Prime Minister has to enter his defence for 7 charges in the SRC international trial.
He did. He was asked if this decision meant that UMNO would distance themselves from the former party president. There wasn't really a solid yes or no from him.
Well, the principle of the presumption of innocence still stands. Walaupun dia diperintah untuk membela diri, tidak bermaksud bahawa beliau didapati bersalah. So the principle of the presumption of innocence is still there sehingga kes ini selesai.
We caught up with a few other UMNO leaders as well. Current UMNO president Datuk Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi was asked the same question. This is what he said.
Tidak ada perasaan itu pun sedikit bila seseorang itu sama ada disiasat atau dibicarakan atau diminta membela diri, pendirian UMNO dan Barisan Nasional tetap sama. So we have no stance on distancing ourselves from anybody, okay? That is very loud and clear, okay?
He was also asked whether this is going to potentially affect the Tanjung PI by-elections. He said no.
Kes seseorang itu tidak kena-mengena di dalam mana-mana pilihan raya kecil. Dan kami cukup rasional bahawa semangat dan tahap sokongan pengundi-pengundi itu tidak terpengaruh dengan isu-isu di mahkamah. Kerana mereka rata-rata mengetahui bahawa perbicaraan itu dibuat mengikut proses undang-undang. Dan PRK, Tanjung PI, kami tinggal beberapa hari saja lagi untuk menentukan bahawa tahap sokongan itu terus meningkat.
That was Datuk Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, the MP of Bagan Datuk on the SRC trial. And we're going to talk more about this trial and the High Court's decision after the 6:30 PM news. So make sure you stay tuned. But in the meantime, we're going to meet an MP.
And who do you have for us today?
Today, it is the previous chairman of Bersih 2.0.
Salam sejahtera. I am Maria Chin Abdullah, Member of Parliament for Petaling Jaya. I guess the focus so far, yeah, after a year, has been on housing. Unfortunately, you take the area like Taman Medan, and I have public housing, Lembah Subang. These places have been neglected over many, many years, yeah. And when the previous government actually built all this high rise, they only build structures. They don't think about their social needs. So now we are landed with a huge problem where the structure is deteriorating. Nobody can actually maintain it because they don't have enough income to actually even support their own families. There is a concept now in Selangor to actually rent and own. So that concept is good, but it also needs to think of the social needs of the people. Like, there should be enough space or parks for people to exercise, to just relax. There should be childcare services. There should be enough social support where you feel that, you know, you are not just in a structure, but you have social interaction. In my constituency, it's very sad to hear that, you know, some of the old people are unable to get out of their flat because they are in, nobody can help them. That's very sad, yeah, in this millennium to see this happening to people. So hopefully the government will look into long-term solutions.
That was our MP of the day, Maria Chin Abdullah, MP of Petaling Jaya. Tasha, thank you so much for those updates. In the meantime, if you happen to have any thoughts about healthcare concerns, especially if you're the M40 when it comes to costs, when it comes to access to services, or if you want to talk about the health of our parliamentarians, you can let us know. 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.